Johannesburg 22, Pretoria 23, Tzaneen 27.
In Pretoria on the N4, eastbound that road closed at Watermeyer Street due to roadworks causing some heavy traffic.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says the new budget will be tabled on the 21st of May. This comes after Treasury made a U-turn on the 0.5% VAT hike. The minister says he will not be resigning despite pressure from opposition parties.
That decision does not lie with me. It lies with the president. But I'm mindful of the fact that the president has been participating he himself in this process. He understands the nature of the challenges we've been experiencing in dealing with this problem.
A frantic search is underway in Roodepoort after a three-year-old boy was reported missing on Sunday. Gauteng police have mobilized all available resources as the hunt intensifies to find the toddler. The provincial police spokesperson Mavela Masondo.
A boy who is living with autism was last seen at the local playing fields on Sunday afternoon wearing a green short, yellow jersey and black shoes. Police are appealing to anyone who might have information that can help in locating the boy to please call the nearest police station or call Crime Stop.
After months of delay, court orders and mounting pressure, the Gauteng Department of Social Development has finally started releasing funding for non-profit organizations. This follows legal action taken against MEC Faith Masibuko as well as Premier Pienza Lesufi after several NPOs were left without support due to funding delays. Lebohang Dasha reports.
Hope may finally be on the horizon for struggling NPOs in Gauteng. The first round of long overdue payments was made yesterday to organizations that have signed their service level agreements. The department says that it will continue processing payments until all successful NPOs receive their funds. This comes as a Gauteng High Court ruling ordered the Social Development Department to submit a detailed list of which NPOs were approved and why others were rejected. Lebohang Dashi, Jacaranda FM News.
And Pakistan says it has credible intelligence that India was planning an imminent military strike and vowed to retaliate as worries of spiraling conflict grew over a deadly attack in Kashmir. Relations between the nuclear-armed neighbors have plummeted after an attack on civilians. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi reportedly gave the military complete operational freedom to respond to an attack during a closed-door meeting yesterday. More jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pienaar, hoofnuus die uur. Die minister van finansies sê nuwe begroting sal teen die 21ste Mei ter tafel gelê word.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to the dead and buried, on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, but your sanctuary, shatter me with your touch. Oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found hopeless hallelujah.